What's up? What's going on? How you doing? Yeah, Chase, how are you, man? What's going on?
How are you improving your accuracy and mechanics as a caster?
My accuracy and mechanics. I think that's something you work on daily as a quarterback. No matter, you know, whether it's the off season or you're in season, you're always striving to get that 1% every single day and improve yourself, no matter if it's, you know, on the field or off the field. Yeah, you know, I think whatever situation I get, you know, blessed to be a part of, whatever organization, I'm going to prepare like a starter, no matter if I am starting day one or if I'm, you know, in a role where I'm backing up a veteran guy. So I'm excited, you know, to get whatever situation, whatever opportunity I get to make the best of it and to put my best foot forward. I'd be obviously pretty darn cool. I think, you know, to learn from one of the best of all time and a football mind like you know, Tom and to be able to soak some of that knowledge up, some of that wisdom would be a great opportunity. But like I said, you know, whatever team it is, I'm going to maximize my potential, my role, and compete my butt off. Yep. Yeah. So Clemson already had their guy, which I understood. South Carolina recruited me. Coach Spurrier recruited me, but never ended up pulling the trigger, you know, for whatever reason. North Carolina came in late. Tennessee came in late when I was already committed to Oklahoma State. I really liked LSU. It was my first offer. Loved Coach Miles and Coach Cam Cameron. But wanted to throw the ball around. I didn't want to hand the ball off to number 7 and wanted to toss it around. And felt like I could play early there and it would be the best kind of pathway to the NFL. So, I did. He's from Charlotte, so he was a year older than me, but we definitely kept tabs on each other's high school career. Then when he went to Tennessee and followed him, and then it ends up at his next stop. So, I did. We were in different classes, so we. Yeah, I actually got the chance to meet Philip a couple weeks ago out in Southern California working out, throwing, and great guy, great person, great player, someone I've looked up to for many years. But, it would be a dream come true to in that opportunity, in that situation, would be one where I would, learn from a veteran guy, from a great player, and pick up as much as I can. And like I said, prepare like I'm the starter, knowing I'm – you know, one play away, but like I said, yeah, that would be cool.
Did you meet with the Chargers?
I've got some meetings. I had some meetings Wednesday night and some meetings tonight, but out of respect for the teams, I'd rather not say who I'm meeting with.
You talked about the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did. And, yeah. Yeah, I think, I couldn't participate in the Senior Bowl because I wasn't able to play, but I still went down and wanted to, kind of put my best foot forward with the interview process. So I think that kind of prepared you a little bit for this, a little more intense 15-minute, formal meetings in the evening. So, it's been good. I feel comfortable, explaining myself, articulating myself to evaluators, to coaches, and that's what I've done, thus far, and that's what I'll continue to do.
What do you think your biggest strengths are, and what do you need to get better at?
Strengths, I'd say, my ability to throw the ball on the field. I think, I've done it accurately at a high level for 3 years. My production, my leadership, my experience, my starts, 32 wins as a starter, and just kind of, the kind of teammate I am. I'm a fun guy to be around. I enjoy being part of the team, putting the team first, and competing my butt off. Yeah. Yeah, I think you've seen spread quarterbacks come to the league the last 5 years, and they've ended up being pretty successful at the next level. And I think, you're definitely starting to see a lot more of those concepts of the high tempo type offenses. NFL teams adopting more of that philosophy. So I can only control what I can control, and whatever organization I get to, whatever kind of whatever playbook, whatever offense they run, I'll be excited to learn and to begin to master.
Mentioned on the other side of that, people love McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you counter that argument? How have those defenses compared to this level?
Well, we played Colorado, Washington, and Virginia Tech. We beat the crap out of all of them in the off season. And so, you know, those are Big 12 defense are not Big 12 defenses, and played pretty well against those guys. So you throw on that tape, and I think that'll kill that argument right there. Would describe me. I think me and James are great friends. He's a humble guy. He's a heck of a competitor. His work ethic every single off season has been, you know, top notch. He never drops off. You know, I think he would describe me as a good friend and a great teammate and a great leader. Him, unbelievable athlete. I think you saw it. I saw it from day one being at Oklahoma State and seeing his, you know, his speed and his leaping ability, his body control, his strong hands. I mean, he's a complete package. You can put him in the slot. You can put him outside. He can make you pay from wherever. So you know, on top of that, you're getting a great human being, a great man, a great player. You know, I'm not in the business of comparing myself, but I think, you know, my strengths, I, you know, said earlier, my ability to throw the ball on the field accurately, I've done it for 3 years. You know, I think accuracy in general across the board, I'm one of the most accurate in the class. I think my production for 3 years, you know, my wins as a starter, 32, and my ability to play with injuries and only miss one start is speaks for itself. And like I said, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm confident. I'm happy to be here, and I'm going to put my best foot forward. I said earlier, I'm not going to, you know, reveal who I'm meeting with out of respect for the teams, but I do plan on meeting with a few teams tonight. Yeah, a little bit of chip. I think, you know, I could care less if I talk to the media or not. I know what I'm here for. I know the player that I am, and I know what I'm going to do at the next level. And so, you know, it just may take the media a little time to catch on to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. It was. I think, you know, you got to handle that with just about like any other piece of adversity that happens in your life. I was especially mad because I had – you know, Brandon Weeden was in Houston for a while, and we had talked multiple conversations about, you know, like their offense, their system kind of got a head start on it. We were watching film, me and you know, Zach Robinson, my quarterback coach. So I kind of had a leg up, I felt, on all the competition, but, you know, wasn't able to participate. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, so I'm not too disappointed. I'm here, and I'll be able to participate Saturday. Yeah, I think with everyone, they're trying to pick up on, you know, your football IQ, you know, the way you come across to people, you know, in a room, you know, the kind of person you are, the kind of leader you are, what you've done off the field, and you know, all that in one. So it's been fun to see each team's kind of strategy and trying to peel back your layers.